Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today is Tuesday, March the 29th. As I have told you over and over and over and over again, we try to record these things as close to real time as possible because we want to make sure that we are keeping everything within the mix. That's not a joke as I say that. It does sound like a quote from another show that we used to do, around the safety pod, but a lot of people got upset that I was, essentially copying their material and then reposting it. So they thought that they were losing listeners. So we stopped doing that because of that. Don't even know why I just went into that tangent, but we did. Well, anyways, I hope everything is going good wherever you're located throughout this loveliest world of ours in regards of the things that are going on. So as you can imagine, today we are going to have a conversation still talking about safety, but we're also still going to be talking about psychology and really breaking down some of these things that we tend to talk about from time to time. So today, if anything, this, as you probably noticed by the lovely title of this one, why do we like mysteries? The information we miss is often the one we are the most interested in.
The Jay Allen Show is streaming now on safetyfm.live.
Throughout history, we have always been fascinated by mysteries. Think about it. Questions we don't have the immediate answer to just seem to be more interesting than the ones that we could figure out, momentarily. Here's why we explained that we enjoy mysteries so much and what sort of mysteries there are. So before we get into this, think about this for a moment. If you are doing safety day in and day out, for some reason, when you're doing incident investigations, there's always this mystery as you are an investigator and how these things will come about and how they're important and going through this whole aspect of things. I mean, think about it for a moment on how the breakdown normally does work. It's an interesting twist, as we all put it out there. So let's talk about the basics real quick. In the simplest terms, a mystery is something we don't understand or have an answer right away for. They're mainly fueled by the natural curiosity, which is the same driving force that thanks to which we have developed a lot of our skills. Think about that real quick in regards of how many skills you have developed because you've been intrigued or interested in something. From an evolutionary standpoint, we need to know certain things where we can find food. Is this place dangerous, etc.? So then when we are presented with something implying that it will provide us with some more knowledge, we are intuitively started to like it. The promise of knowledge is simply alluring to us. It's a different but just as important as a side of mysteries make the information gap easily seen. There is a lot of things that we don't know and we don't have an interest in, but mysteries take advantage of curiosity and show us exactly what is it that we don't know. This, alongside the fact that most of us more commonly into mysteries are connected to crimes and or love, which some essentially interest survival or reproduction that makes them more irresistible. As a bonus, there's more information that we have about the context. The easier it is to spot the information gap, the more that we are motivated to fill it. Now, think about this from another standpoint on how this applies to also incident investigations on how we're always there to want to fill the gap in between them all the time. And it's not just us. It's a lot of people that put this thought process. I mean, think about this as when you're actually having a conversation with management in regards of something that has gone on how they want to actually fill in the gaps as they're going. So it's implying of what have you discovered? Give us some more data. Give us a nice little, you know, drawing board of everything. The structure in which we are presented with mysteries usually is also important. So that's why they are always asking for more information. While most of the times we go chronologically in that order, we have experienced something mysterious. To be in a crime movie or a magic trick, we usually see the outcome first. Think about it. Think about how most of these things do happen. When we start talking about them, we already kind of have an expectancy on how the outcome is going to be. So we kind of drive the narrative towards that. It's just realistically on how it's practiced. Always goes this way. This yet is another surprise that our brains have to make sense of, which sparks the curiosity even more. Finally, mysteries have the potential of the epiphanies, which is one of the best rewards to our brains. So if we had to break down to the type of mysteries that are out there, where we're talking from like a book or a movie standpoint or something along those lines, well, let's start off with some of them that are out there. Of course, fictional would be probably the first place to start. For starters, they can be fictional. I mean, that's kind of the easiest thing to do. Here, they can be portrayed through paintings, theater, or even music. The easiest example of them, however, is our mystery novels. In them, we are presented with a problem and clues in finding the solution, regardless of whether they're setting an environment or base in the real world or not. The basic premise is the same, and it works well. Books like these are some of the biggest bestsellers in the world. Crime fiction makes us use cognitive abilities and predict the possibility of outcomes of both future and past situations. Not only that, but our personal judgment for each character is vital when trying to figure out what happened. Let's talk about another portion of it, universal versions of them. A different sort of mystery are those which constantly surround us. Question is how, did that universe start, or what exactly is the subconscious have been bugging the mind of some of the greatest scientists for centuries. Whether such mysteries are specific in a field of study or more generalized, similar age-old questions, why are we here? They keep being part of our lives from time to time and will likely stay that way into the future. These types of inquiries are less to be characterized as mysteries simply because their scope is too big. We often find ourselves being too focused on day-to-day lives to really start looking on those answers. I mean, think about it. If we go back way back in time, think about when, if you were around then or even years later, because, a sequel to it came out recently. But think about how big that movie The Matrix was, where people ask that question, are we really into something along these lines? And interestingly enough, there are some people that are out there that really believe that they are in some kind of simulated reality, which makes you kind of question some things as well. So imagine how that mystery triggers certain people. And I don't mean trigger in a bad way. I mean, just triggers their brain and constantly looking on what is real and what is not. Something to really think about. The other type of mystery, of course, is practical. Here we are talking about magic tricks done by magicians, as well as the logic puzzles that you can, you can buy yourself. And then what these have in common is that you have a physical representation of a problem that you're facing. Not only that, but you are encouraged by one of the ones that's presenting you with the mystery to solve it yourself. The difference between the two is that when you see the magic show, the presumption is that you won't be able to solve it, which often makes it even more interesting. Now, think about this real quick. When it comes to the side of the house of doing incident and accident investigations on how these things affect your mind, because normally you will go into one of these modes, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, as you're taking a look into it. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. You would probably have to answer that question for yourself. So if we have to kind of wrap this up with a beautiful bow, we would probably do it in this fashion. Mysteries are all around us in the form of art, items, and deceivingly simple questions. They are also as part of our daily lives as much as we allow them to be. Logically speaking, this makes all the sense in the world, seeing that how curiosity has pushed us to evolve in more complex matters. If you look around you, we are sure you will find some very immersive mysteries just waiting for you to figure them out. Think about that. The work that you do day in and day out sometimes is one of the biggest mysteries to solve. If you look at the world of safety, it is not an easy mystery to solve, but one that drives us to move forward more and more day in and day out. Well, thank you for taking a listen to this episode of The Jay Allen Show. I really do appreciate you hanging out with me. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode before too long. Goodbye for now.
Want more of The Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.